Are we at that?
They're not, there's no relation.
But they got this place cleaned up. Thank you.
No, you're good.
Oh, no, you're good.
I didn't want to get out. Race round particularly. Did Emily talk to your mom too?
Oh, yeah.
Nope, that's mine.
I sent her a picture.
I just figured if there's one, you'll come.
Oh, she's pretty good.
It makes you talk to yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Getting older.
Open.
I had them in order.
Until you got here, yeah.
What?
You can hear him too clearly.
He says I make him look like an idiot, and that is not true.
My kid will be down and getting up, but she got up at 5 o'clock this morning to watch the meteor shower. She told me all about it yesterday. I slept through
it. Oh, really?
Text her mom this morning because I got her after her mom last night after school. When I was getting ready, she was
crying. Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Oh, seriously?
Right around the room.
Oh,
she talked for a while waiting for her mom to get there. So I text her mom this morning right after school. How'd she do? She did good.
That's the
she got up at 5 o'clock watching the meteor shower and then was hung around until 8, so it was kind of goes to sleep. She's fine.
I usually clip them and save them, not that one.
But she's asleep by now.
Yeah.
You can save the one.
Thanks so much. Kayleen, I wasn't ignoring you. My email was not doing what it was supposed to do. I got into it tonight. It's supposed to be forwarding it to my personal email so I can, so I'll know there's something there.
Oh, well.
But
yeah.
I'll let you know.
Is that for the summit?
Yeah.
Those are free.
Yeah, no. I might
changing,
have to be
changing your picture cartridges?
I might have to be in Helena.
He's got an earpiece.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
He's got an earpiece so he can still listen to
the radio.
Oh, gotcha.
I have to go over and wrangle granddaughters.
In case he has to tip her over all the chairs and run out of here.
That's a good thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it. I'm not sure they're going to, if I'm there for 2 weeks, but, you know, the pop is in charge. It might not be a good
thing. Oh, you're going to go take care of the kiddos for 2 weeks?
Or, Mike is having a history.
Oh.
So I
call
Christy.
There you go. She tried to schedule it for her birthday, and she said, nope, that's not how I want to spend my birthday.
Yeah, no kidding.
But then they didn't have another date yet, so I don't know. So I also don't know if I'm cooking nuts out at the golf course or somebody. It's okay.
Jerry sent a text out last night. These boys won't break fires at night. And Winter's like, take away all the video games. Blah, 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 blah. She texts back. The Papa Willard fairy took all the video games in the away. So today she texts back. So what's the Papa Willard parameters to let him have them back? So he's the bad guy. I can hear the 9-year-old in the background. How's the fairy getting your gift that summer? She said magic.
Papa Willard's got spies everywhere.
He does. Spies in the eyes.
Let's see.
Yeah, that seems to be the answer. My niece was a kid. My sister would send her halfway up the stairs to the second floor. Because if she went to her room, it wasn't punishable.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. I call the meeting in order, and we'll start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Move on to the minutes. Approve the minutes of April 8, 2026.
I make a motion on the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, second. Any comments or concerns from council?
Nope.
Everybody good?
Oh my gosh, there's three of them.
Pause for 1 second. All right, no questions or comments. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, minutes pass. All right. Any public comment tonight that is not on the agenda? Okay. All right. Looking at approved payment claims of the bills. Approved payment claims of April 22nd, 2026.
I move we approve the bills for April 22nd, 2026 as listed.
Okay. I got a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mark. Okay. All right. Discussion on the bills. Everybody good?
Good.
Okay. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, bill's passed. Agenda item number 2, approve Ronan Co-op Brewery application for open container permit and application for street closure, 4th Avenue Southwest, Main Street to the alley, Friday, May 1st, 2026 for a fire department smokeout event, 2 p.m. till 9 p.m.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Approve.
I'll second.
Okay, got a second. Discussion?
Chief, you okay?
Yes.
Fire department's okay?
Hope so.
Because it's for the fire department.
Yeah, no, we're just hoping for nice weather.
Yeah.
Because when we get like a nice warm day, more people come out and, you know, like general, right? You know, people want to be outside. If not, then it seems to be a little less, but. Yeah, no, I'm sure Chris isn't here, but I'm sure the fire department has no problem with that. So
May 1st, it could be anything because that's when Helen is having this vigilante parade, and it'll either be 80 degrees or 8 degrees.
Yeah, I was just going to say, look at today versus yesterday, right? So you just never know, right? All right, no more discussion on open container permit? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Jason Edwards. Oh, okay. Approve application for open container permit at the Ronan Community Center Thursday, June 18th, 2026 for a wedding rehearsal dinner from 5:30 to 8 p.m. So I guess go ahead and give us your spiel.
So for the rehearsal, we're going to...
Well, there's actually...
Yeah, there's two of them.
Both of those. And we can combine them. Let me just combine them.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that? Okay. Second one he's talking about is application for open container permit Ronan Community Center Friday, the next day, June 19th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So a little bit time difference, but pretty similar. So go ahead and give us your...
Yeah, so the rehearsal dinner will be like 30, 36 people.
Okay.
We'll just have like, it's just wine with dinner, is what I'm asking for the rehearsal approval for at the community center. And so that's not, I mean, that might be like two drinks maybe for the people that drink. So we have like maybe 20 people that drink. And then a few kids that are a part of the rehearsal dinner. And then the bigger event obviously is reception that we'll have from 5 to 10 on Saturday there. We have about 125 people that potentially drink. We'll have a bartender that's certified that's there. And a backup bartender that'll be certified. So we're asking, well, we have only three drink minimum per person. We're going to be serving beer, and then we'll have the option of two drinks, either a small-scale meal or old-fashioned.
Okay.
So the requirement we're done at 10, and then the cleanup will be getting that done.
Jason, on our agenda, it says it's Thursday and Friday, but it's Friday and Saturday?
Oh, sorry. I was wrong. Yeah, it's Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday.
Oh, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So, you'd think it'd be Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Any gymnastics?
Yeah.
No. Got a motion from council?
I'll make a motion to approve both.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. All right. All in favor of the...
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right, the motion's passed. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to take off. It's up to you. All right, Chris Adler, just in time.
Boy, the 11th hour. Remember how I used to give everybody else?
Yeah, yeah. We're nicer than you.
We'll start at 6 o'clock.
New business, Chris Adler. Discuss and vote to approve agreement for use of the new fire hall site property located just south of Glacier Bank for the farmer's market from April 1st, 26th. In November 1st, 26th, and the mayor to sign the agreement on behalf of the city. So go ahead, Chris, give us your
spiel. Yes, Bill.
Yeah.
Did everybody get a copy of that?
Yeah.
So this was kind of, you know, we've been working on acquiring that piece of property from Glacier Bank for a number of years, I think since 2018 probably. And we finally got it finalized here, and I did get asked by Brennan at the bank if we could, you know, be the farmer's market there or honor the agreement that they had until we actually got contractors start building. So, and there's nothing in sight for that at this time. I mean, we finally got the land locked up. We're going to start looking, you know, for grants and stuff like that. And there's some times where it's easy to get the key to the padlock and get some grant money, and there's other times where it's not quite so easy. So we're kind of in a limbo on that right now. We're saving our money up and do it in the process. So in the meantime, just asking for your guys' blessing, as well as I think Dan should have already signed it on
behalf.
Yeah,
he was in today.
And then tomorrow, if you guys approve it, a board member from the farmer's market will be in to sign the third part of it, and we'll get it filed and be done for the summer anyway.
Okay. I think this is a good, great thing. We appreciate it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. So
I make a motion that we... Okay. Adopted.
Motion to approve it. Got
I'll
a second.
Second?
Any discussion here from the public on this? No? Everybody's...
I just have, and I apologize because I was going to call Bishop Insurance. The certificate says it's the Boys and Girls Club instead of the Farmer's Market. I can call Michaela and tell her to get you the right certificate.
Oh, okay.
It's the Boys and Girls Club,
because
this one's dated
winter.
For when they had the winter market.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I'm sure she just hit a button and
I'm sure
spit it's out
the same policy number.
It is. It'll be the same everything.
Okay.
You want me to give her a call?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, I can do it.
Perfect. Sorry.
I overlooked
it. And no.
Good catch.
Yeah.
This is the new cow.
Look at the new guy there.
Ask the insurance guy. Old insurance guy. And I just got away from it. That doesn't look right, but...
Okay.
But yeah, it's no difference. I mean, I think it's a great thing to do. So.
Any more questions for me?
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Mary? No.
Thumbs up.
We had a first and a second, right? First and a second?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of passing the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, motion passes. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, guys. Sage Dorrington, discuss the amount affects the smoke coming from Tech Woods on Terrace Lake Road in Ronan. Sage came in,
was it last week?
A couple weeks ago. And did fill out a complaint. I don't know. Was that in here?
Mm-hmm.
Was it in there? You know. And, you know, I talked to Marty guys a few days ago and just asked him to come in. So I'm going to give you the floor, Marty, to kind of explain what you told me so they can hear it.
First of all, we realize the smoke's an issue. That's understood. What we've done is we applied for a grant last year to help us put a biomass unit in there, so to eliminate the smoke from what we're doing at this point. So that should eliminate that. We should be making a down payment on that sometime this coming month.
Okay.
And should be installed by mid-July, somewhere in that range. Meanwhile, there'll be less requirement for smoke here coming up pretty quick with the warmer weather. We don't use hardly any, well, we don't burn any wood in the summertime period, because what we do with the fans and the dehumidifiers that we run, the kilns, heat it more than enough. So mm-hmm. we actually have to release some of the heat out from the kilns. So that should solve itself here in a couple of weeks, actually, I would think. And after that, next year, we'll have the biomass unit installed, and that should eliminate all of the smoke.
Okay. Basically. And how many people do you employ, Marty?
15.
You know, and that's when me and Sage talked about it. It's one of the things that we said, you know, thank you. You know, it's nice to see 15 people employed over there and good jobs, you know what I mean? And that was
hopefully
so.
Hopefully, good jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully, right? So,
Sage, do you have any problems in the summertime with smoke?
I remember just maybe, it's hard to say, but like it's been a reoccurring thing, and just our Easter was interrupted quite a bit by it. We live in Dayton Street, about 5 blocks away. And usually, luckily, it goes the other way. And I drive by it, and I'm like, that's bad. But on Easter, we couldn't go outside in the morning or the evening. It was so bad at our house. And then he's like, I got to say something finally, because I do support what you're doing for Ronan, and I appreciate that. And really, it looks like the business is booming, but like growing at least, because like, one thing is like your business is growing over into the streets and the alleyways and elsewhere.
And we plan on solving that also.
Yeah.
We're putting in another building for storage.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I know it's not necessarily, is it more industrial and the residential? I mean, it looks like you almost need a larger area.
We do.
You know.
We wish we had one.
Yeah. You know, because you're surrounded by residents, and I could even see the residents' trees have died, you know, next to your place, like on the corner there, right on Court and the other tree. There's two large trees that are almost dead from the smoke. They're right by the smokestack, basically, in back of it. And I know it's just like, I'm sure I'm not the only resident that's bothered by the smoke. Like, I'm farther away than most people. And I have 6 kids at home, so. Like, that is a concern for me. Like,
I'm half a block away, and Ellen's about half a block away.
Yeah, plus elderly, and just, my question is, like, I mean, like, is there an opportunity, like, I'm not saying to kick you out or anything, because I want that in Ronan, like, if I had a more industrial location near Ronan, that would, I mean, it looks like you're outgrowing it as is, but, you know, I'm glad you're going forward trying to fix the problem where you are.
We've been looking for another spot, to be quite frank with you, so.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, affordability comes in there too.
No, yeah, that is an issue.
Yeah, you're already there. It's, you know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, I got your phone number, Marty. You keep me updated on the progress of that, you know, and it seems to be on, I'm sure Sage will agree with this, though. I'm going to call it low pressure days, where the air is thick, the smoke likes to do this, come straight down, and it's kind of like fog sometimes, but, you know.
Well. Okay. And I understand the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have anything else for Marty?
Does that satisfy you?
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah.
Okay.
Move forward, and hopefully that resolves it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my only question.
Yeah. Okay. If it, yeah, follow through.
By the way, if anyone here knows of some poor people in Maplewood, I know to donate slabs to the poor people if we possibly can, so that they can. It helps us to, yes, for fire.
Okay.
It helps us too, because otherwise we had to take it to the landfill if they did get rid of it.
I don't know. Yeah, ask Marty. You ask him.
Yes. Did you have something for him?
Yeah. Marty.
Yes.
So the firewood that you're willing to donate, I mean, it's not treated other than maybe it's dried.
We have nothing in our process that treats wood.
Yeah. So is it all dried? There's
yeah,
no
slabs off the outside of what we use for end stocks and music wood.
So it really probably hasn't, I mean, you haven't even given it the, run it through the kiln, a lot of it?
No, it won't go through a kiln. It was just the outside slab, so it's just regular wood.
Okay, well, because I know that would be an issue for people trying to burn it in their wood stoves and stuff.
We don't burn anything that has any treatment of any sort anyway.
Yes.
I mean, it's just regular wood off the slabs that we've cut right there. But no, people are welcome to take it.
Yeah, well, tribe's got a program for the elders.
That's good.
And
they can have it.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you would contact up there.
Okay.
Their Health and Human Services folks probably. I mean, I see them advertised, you know, every fall.
Sure.
That they're looking for people to cut firewood. So.
Great idea.
Okay.
Well, he brings this up now after I burn all my furniture.
Because it was such a cold winter.
Yeah, such a long cold winter.
Yeah.
Does that
I wish that
answer the question before you say it?
Yeah.
Hopefully we can.
Follow through on the time frame.
Yeah, we can.
Between so. The property.
All right. Thank you, Marty, for coming in, okay?
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. Clerk Treasurer, approve, manage services agreement and scope of coverage, and authorize the mayor to sign the agreement on behalf of the city with Valley Tech LLC. Go ahead, Kaylee.
Sorry, you guys didn't get this in your packet. We've been working with Valley Tech since the first of the year, and recently when they sent us the bills to catch up for January, February, March monthly service, then I asked, well, can I see what's all included in the service? And they sent me the agreement that we hadn't signed yet. So then they gave me a time limit on how long I had to get this agreement back, so I didn't want to wait for the next council meeting. They are really good at what they do. Since Nathan is no longer doing outside service anymore, we are very limited on being able to find someone that can come to your business locally and has the ability to fix things, you know, quickly on the spot. Some of the things they've already fixed, they were able to remote in and do simply. But yes, it's a monthly fee to have them available, but that's the kind of day and age we're in right now, and it's a service. I don't know how we could do without it, so
yeah.
It's up to the
council. I have my guy look at it.
Yeah. It'd be down more than up.
Right. Yeah, that too. Like Brandon says, the network is very, very secure.
That's one of the issues a lot of towns and cities have been having right now. Their emails are getting hacked as the starting point, and then from there, additional phishing attacks go out to other municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
Even law firms are getting hit. So having somebody monitor your network, that's extremely helpful, especially with everybody's information on our networks, their billing address, sometimes social security numbers. That's things that if it did get out there in a hack, if you don't have something to mitigate that, you can actually be liable for it as a city.
Good to know.
To
and they're been increasing attacks too. MIA has been sending out stuff in this house about ongoing attacks.
Sounds like
that they've been putting kind of like
basically DocuSign attacks where they literally hijacked somebody from the actual city, and it looks like it's legit in the city, and then you open it up, and it's basically something that basically takes information off that computer when you open it, so that they can use those addresses additional for your city, too, and use more attacks. So there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, correct. I get those at least weekly from NMIA. There's a new cybersecurity system that they've got that they're trying to push for people to pay attention and get some sort of a system installed in their cities. And we have one continuous email that does keep coming, and it comes from your own email. How, you know, that's very, I've even blocked my own email, I still get it. So yeah.
I got one yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a DocuSign for myself.
So I thought DocuSign was fairly secure.
Yep.
It is, but if it's sent from that, it looks like it's legit.
Oh,
you open it, but it's a DocuSign made by something else. It's basically something that'll take information off your computer once you click on it.
As soon as you click it, you get a worm or a virus or something.
Yeah.
Trojan horse.
Great.
Okay. Everybody have a pretty good explanation what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Well, the only thing I was wondering, do they give a level of the security requirement? I know, like, Department of Defense has different levels, and now they're requiring, because SKE had to dump about 50 grand into upgrading their security system, but they also have online, protection and everything else, which is good. You do need that.
This one, so I don't have the exact level, but it came with a hardware firewall as well as real-time monitoring.
The real-time monitoring is really critical.
Right.
That's probably more than some of the other hardware issues. But
and it's a 24-hour monitor, so any sort of suspicious activity, it sends them an alert.
Right.
And
okay. That's good.
Okay. So you looked over it.
I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion.
I'll move.
Do I got a second?
I'll second.
Second to Larry. All right. Any comments from the public here about this?
No, thanks for doing the homework, guys.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea for sure. All right, all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Thank you, guys. All right, unfinished business, Ben Davis, which is, you're here, all right.
I am here.
Overview of Friends of the Children program and Main Street Clubhouse Project, which we've been waiting for you.
Yeah, thanks for the time. First of all, I wanted to start by apologizing that I wasn't here the last meeting. I actually didn't know I was on the agenda. I certainly would have been here, so it's good that we made this all happen this evening. So I am the executive director of Friends of the Children, and I like to think of Friends of the Children as a disruptor model. We worked to disrupt generational cycles of poverty and trauma in families. We are part of a national network of, I think there are 46 chapters around the country of Friends of the Children, and we started our work in Montana in 2021. I'm the founding executive director. We were originally based in Missoula, and now we have a program in Billings as well as here in Lake County. And what we do is we pair full-time salaried mentors, we call them friends, with children in the community who have big hopes and dreams and unique talents, but who face the biggest obstacles. And then we do something pretty unique. Our mentors who are they're full-time salaried jobs, our mentors work with each child from kindergarten through high school graduation. So for 12 plus years, no matter what, is our motto. And so, the program is really focused on showing up in a consistent, supportive way for the children and for the families in the program. The program is really grounded in a lot of science that shows the single most important factor in a child's long-term health and well-being outcomes are that they have a single consistent adult in their life. And so regardless of whether a child's had significant early childhood traumas or not, if they have that single consistent adult, their long-term health outcomes are actually very similar to other children in the community. And so we prioritize serving children who have the highest risk factors and lowest protective factors in the community. Many of them have been in the foster care system previously or currently. And so, we're really prioritizing families who can most benefit. So we started our work here on the reservation in 2023. The program is led by Nicole Callahan, who has extensive experience. She led the tribe's social services child foster care program for a number of years, more than a decade of experience doing this work. And we currently serve 32 families, and 13 of those families actually live in the Ronan area and attend K. William Harvey Elementary. And so we have a great problem. The program's thriving, and we have regular family engagement events with like over 100 people who attend. Wow. And we are currently based in a 1,000 square foot house in Polson. That just doesn't work. We've known that it wouldn't work for very long when we started, but you know, so we then set about looking for space for the program because we really want to continue to grow and serve as many children and families as we can. We were fortunate late last year to identify the building at 124 Main Street, just catty corner from here, that was for sale. Well, originally it was for lease, then we discovered it was for sale as well, and so we were able to purchase that building in late February, and we're now embarking on a renovation of the space. Overall, the building is like 14,000 square feet. We're renovating a little over 9,000 square feet of it for our new program home. It's going to allow us to grow significantly in the coming years. Just to give you a sense, since 2023 when we started, we created six new jobs in the community. Most of those employees actually live in Ronan, but commute to Polson. So this is actually great for them that we're gonna have the program here. We are budgeted to grow by at least three new staff next year, so we'll have nine employees total into 2027, and then our goal is to continue to grow the program because we see it having a really positive impact in the community. And so why am I here is to really talk about the capital project. So we have embarked on a $2.6 million capital campaign for the interior renovation of the building and to purchase the building. So to date, we've raised about $2.35 million of the $2.6 million. And so we're on a great trajectory to get that taken care of here in the coming months. What we haven't budgeted or raised money for yet is the exterior of the building. And so we would really like to you know, make this a fixture of the downtown revitalization in Ronan in terms of just the facade of the building. But there's quite a bit of work to do. There's a lot of new, deferred maintenance on the building. And so, you know, we've worked with our contractor and they put together some estimates. It direly needs a new roof. It needs new gutters. It needs new siding on the back of the building, some tuck pointing and brick and mortar work on the side of the building, and then the front facade we would like to do something different with. We've already benefited from a $10,000 grant for new awnings on the building from Mission West, which we're really grateful for. But in starting to explore some funding options for the exterior of the building, I was introduced to the Department of Commerce and their Community Development Block Grants. And there's a specific grant that I am told from the Department of Commerce we may be a good fit for. It's an economic development grant. It's not like a facilities grant. And so this could potentially fund the costs of the exterior upgrades for the building. And the grant really does prioritize organizations that employ low to moderate income employees, and that certainly fits our organization. We pay market rate wages, but certainly I would say describe them as middle income salaries. And so, you know, the process that, as I understand it, is that we would need to work with the municipality or the county to submit this grant. It's something where the organization is able to draft the application if the municipality is open to that. But then, you know, that would be something that we would effectively partner together on in terms of submitting that application to the state. And so, you know, I spoke to Mr. Miller about this, and he encouraged me to come visit with you all. I've also visited with the county, Billy Lee, who's the longtime grant writer, suggested I also come and visit with all of you. So, you know, I guess the only other detail I would highlight is that we're required to have two public meetings about this. And so, you know, if this is something that the city was open to partnering on, then we would need to have a follow-up discussion just so the public would have adequate ability to comment on the plan. So, you know, I do have a very pro forma budget of the proposed upgrades from the contractor that I could certainly share with you. It's in the neighborhood of $370,000. I think from what the state explains to me, it sounds like the available grant funds you can apply for up to about $525,000, and so, you know, we would be within that budget. It sounds like, you know, based on what I heard from the Department of Commerce. So, if it's agreeable, I'd love to give you flyers on the project, as well as just a recent news article on our program, just to kind of give you some more context on the work that we're doing. So, we're really excited to be doing this work in Ronan. We really envision the program, you know, having a great impact on the community. You're going to be seeing the children in the park and at the library here when we open up in September. We want the space really to be celebrated. It's also a community meeting center. We have, probably a 4,000 square foot room in the back that we're going to be using for community gatherings. And so we really want to welcome the community. Like, we can't do this work effectively without the community really partnering with us to connect the children to opportunities in terms of what's going on. So thank you all for your time.
So how do you identify the children?
We partner with a number of community organizations, mostly school districts. So when we started the program here in 23, we were partnering with the Ronan and Polson school districts. Mm-hmm. Since that time, it's grown a lot. We're in 10 schools now in the county and 9 communities. But the most families live in Ronan.
So what does partnering with the city entail? It's not going to be extra grant writing for our clerk, is it?
Sure. No. Yeah. Well, yeah, we defer to all of you.
She'll jump off a cliff for another grant. Right.
Yeah, Mr. Miller suggested that there's a backlog of grants. Yeah. Our goal would be to write the grant, obviously, to have the city look at it, make sure that it's okay.
Do a letter of support.
Do a letter of support, and then we would submit it. And then, you know, and it's a 2 to 3 month process for the state to review it, is my understanding.
No. And then would you administer it?
Administer the grant would be the next.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? What's the next step?
Administering it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris. I'm just wondering if it would dovetail into what we just signed off on for Mission West, get them to administer it. If it's tied to the economic development and downtown revitalization.
I think the conversation I had with him is that they would administer it themselves. It would be more of the funds would be issued to the city. It would be just a pass-through, kind of thing.
Yeah. But we still have obligations.
Would you say that louder for the record?
The funds would be issued to the city because it's a CDBG grant to the city. And there are some, you know, I had some concerns because we may put in for a CDBG grant to help with the wastewater, but they're in 2 different categories. There's a limit on how many you could have. So, but it would be, the grant would be in the city's name, so the money would have to pass through. But
he
is talking about yours.
Yes.
Thank you for that info.
Yeah, but I don't think you're relieved of the fiduciary responsibility of the city. Still would have to do a certain level of monitoring, and that's, you know, even on administration of the funds when they're being put into the ground, it's still up to the city because the grant is made to the city. And so administratively, if there was budget, and that's where I'd be interested in the budget, if that shows administrative costs, which can be XX percent, I don't know what it currently is, but that could be split between your organization and the city.
That would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there'll be a certain level of record keeping of the pass-through money. That's an obligation of accounts and everything else. You got to set up, and we're responsible for that.
It sounds simple to someone that says, it just passes through.
Well, I know the difference.
I know you know the difference. I'm trying to say this to my coworker that kind of surprises me with these things occasionally. So if there's a pass-through grant coming along, maybe, you know, heads up. So, yeah, thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Chris has been waiting.
No, it's no big. I didn't catch which building was this actually that we're talking about?
It's 124.
The old Knockabees.
Knockabees.
Yeah. Okay.
Next to the Nation's thing.
Yeah. Big dumpsters on Main Street.
Yeah, the ones that have been there.
When did you say Knockabees? That was Anthony's.
Yeah.
Well, they're both. They're both. We're talking generational.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Yeah. A couple of things on the administrative side of it. We partnered with the County of Missoula on a, well, it's not a similar grant, but where there was an administrative arrangement. Mission West could administer this grant if the city asked them to. I'll stay out of that. I have talked to Taylor Lennox about the grant a couple of times. You know, we all thought that it made the most sense to start with the city and then go from there. So, you know, I'll defer to all of you if there's interest in you know, the best way to proceed. So.
Well, I'll make a motion that we enter in as sponsor for the CDBG economic development, not the sewer and water money.
Yeah.
You know, to keep those separate. Yep. Because we do need that, and hopefully we don't get into a bind that, well, you got so much money, this one.
Well, we were actually...
Yeah, this isn't a motion.
We actually...
Yeah, we cannot make a motion. It's
okay.
Not...
Okay, okay. Well, just information.
Yeah.
But at a certain time, we will.
Yeah. Yeah. We discussed this week that actually getting the CDBG money might penalize us on another...
I know.
Program,
yeah.
So...
Okay. So we need to have we need to have public hearing. Is that up to us to have a public or a public meeting about this? Is that
yes.
up to us?
Yes.
Yeah. If
the grantee,
I mean, if we're going to be the grantee, we'd have to have the public meeting.
Yeah, and that's a requirement of
CBG. And then
CBG.
you could come to that and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody good with that subject?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You're doing
good work. If I could just interject one last thing on timing, so our goal is to have all of the interior renovations done by September. They continue with demo Friday. We've been in asbestos abatement for 3 weeks. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So, and I'm told the grant review process by the state takes 2 to 3 months. So, you know, just depending in terms of when we might be able to meet, we can move really quickly if the council is open to holding a hearing on that. So.
We have to legally have a certain amount of time, don't we? To
we
like
to,
post it.
We have to publish it. And
publish in the paper.
Yeah, and then hold it. And it's no charge to the families or the kids, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I should have mentioned that.
Where does the majority of your funding come from if you've raised 2.35?
95% of it's private philanthropy.
Cool.
Yeah. We have a development team. I spent a lot of my time raising money.
Okay. Chief, have you heard of the other, have you heard of this any other place? Has this come across your desk at any time?
No, only came across when they were talking about
happening in town.
To,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wanted,
I didn't know if it came across your desk, like Boys and Girls Club, that kind of stuff. It's not that big, but yeah.
No. Okay. Their model, like I was explaining to you guys when I was asking if it was okay to write a letter for it, that their model is a little bit different. They service a little bit of a different model than the Boys and Girls Club.
I forgot about that.
Kind of a continuing model that they track them all the way through mm-hmm. school and everything else.
That's great.
Boys and Girls Club serves a different role, obviously.
Yep.
Theirs is more kind of intensive with kids just going through the whole thing.
Okay.
And they continue to go to school, but then they have the mentor for when they're having issues.
That's correct. And our friends are actually, they're in the classrooms working with the children. Sometimes it's recess or lunch, wherever the child has the most needs during the day to help them get really grounded in the classroom setting. But then we're at our clubhouse or out in the community.
So they go over there after school? And
uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes evenings or weekends. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Unfinished business, item number 2, Dan Miller authorized mayor to sign contract with Morris Merrily to expand the environmental assessment for Lagoon to meet federal standards for a cost of $9,730. Dan, go ahead.
In our process to find funding, it looks like rural development is not always the easiest to find, but it's funding's kind of drying up and they might be our best bet. So they have a higher requirement. There's a
There's an environmental impact study in the PER that would work for any of the state entities, but now that we're going to the feds, they have a little higher standard. So this is the cost. Improve it, and there's a time frame, and Morris and Merrily, Rika Lashley is a well-respected engineer. We hope to have her design our lagoon when the administrator for the state for rural development, after we had designing it, we told him Rika, and he's like, oh man, that's great. She knows what she's doing. So.
And Morrison and Merrily have been great with us to work with.
They have been. It's like all engineering firms right now, it's just hard to, we're still waiting on some work from the Missoula branch, but Rika's ready to hit the ground running and meet the deadline that the feds have for getting this turned in. So. Okay. And part of turning this in will help us secure the grants that we already have, because they need to see that we're going to start up there. They've been sitting there and they want, if you're not going to use it, we're going to give it to somebody else. So we have to have a start date. So if we can successfully kind of go through with what we're putting in motion, we might be able to even start work by next summer.
Well, let's not delay things.
Well, just so you know, our good contact person at Morris and Merrily, Aaron McConkey, has left the business. So we don't have him there anymore. So we have a new person. So
Rick is out of the Great Falls office. She's, even though it's not been approved, she's unofficially been kind of getting things set in motion so she can start, get the ground running tomorrow.
And we have the money. Somewhere.
We'll find it. I think a lot of our storm water ends up out there anyway, so I'm almost thinking storm drainage.
There you go.
Any other questions from council? Yeah. All right, do I got a motion?
I move that we authorize the mayor to sign the contract with Morris and Merrily to expand the environmental assessment for the lagoon to meet federal standards for a cost of $9,730.
My second.
Seconded by Mark. All right. Any more comment from the public on this? No? Okay. All in favor of this motion?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Thanks, Dan.
On a side note, the founder of Morris and Merrily.
Number three, clerk treasurer authorize the mayor to sign a letter to Jamie. Forgive me, Kayleen, is it Erith? Okay. Montana Department of Commerce asking for an extension for the water system, PER, Montana. Okay, you guys can read that too. December 31st, 2026. ARPA-PL-25-026. There you go. So go ahead, Kayleen. I guess fill us in on that.
I wasn't able to get this on the agenda, in the agenda packets, simply because I didn't know we needed, well, I thought I was letting someone else take care of it, not Gwen, so we're not going there. it was an extension that we got. It's supposed to be up the end of June, the 1st of July, and I kept saying, because I don't know the status of right now, what some of these things, whether they're about done, whether they're using them, whether they need to be extended. So Gwen and I, between the two of us, kept saying, you know, this deadline's coming up. What do we do? She pointed out that there's 60 days that we have to request an extension or we could lose the $40,000. So that's what this is to initiate getting the extension for six more months. It has another grant that goes with it through a different entity. It's our GL grant. That one we've already got extended to the end of December. So this one, we just need to get the mayor, the council's approved, having the mayor sign requesting the extension for 6 months. And we will email it to Department of Commerce tomorrow and get the ball rolling so that we have the 6 months, so that we can work those two grants together for this PER.
Okay.
I move we authorize the mayor to sign a letter to J. Jamie Irith, Montana Department of Commerce, asking for the extension.
All right, we've got a second.
I'll
Mark,
second.
Any comment from the public on this? No. Okay. All in favor of this motion?
Aye.
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 All right, motion passes. Unfinished business number four, clerk treasurer, review and approve resolution 2026-03, authorizing the city of Ronan to apply for USDA RD rural development funding. I'm assuming, right, rural development funding. So go ahead, Kaylin.
On Tuesday, we had a conference call about the status of these grants that we're trying to get. That was Dan, myself, Zen, and Sherry, the engineer. Towards the end of this conference call, Zen said something about at some point she was going to need a resolution because she was working on this USDA RD grant, and piqued my interest, so I said, excuse me, when do you need the resolution? I says, our next meeting isn't until May, 13th? And she says, oh, that'll be way too late. So that's why I put this on the agenda today. I drafted the resolution, and here it is.
Thank you, Jamie.
Just so you know, there's more to it than just that. We will have the, if it's approved, we'll have the mayor sign it. I will sign it. We will scan it and email it. But also, to accompany it, we will have to have, and this is tricky, type copy of the minutes that the mayor and I also signed. And I know the minutes won't be approved at that point, but they need to accompany the resolution.
Okay.
So we can prepare the minutes, have the council look at them and say, okay, good to send, whatever you guys feel is appropriate, but we do need to scan and send a copy of the minutes from this meeting with the resolution, hopefully this week.
So what's easiest for you, us dropping by, or what, I mean, what's...
I can stop by.
The email, if that's up to you.
I'll let you decide.
So if you guys can, if you especially because I think you were having issues with your email forwarding to yours. So if you guys can access your emails, if you could just email it in, I think that would be best because that works as a form. So
what needs time to type the minutes?
Yes. Yeah, I can do that.
So you'll type the minutes and send them to us, and then just answer. Are you going to just send them to our personal email? Because I was never able to get into my...
I think I might be the only one that ever got in.
I got in.
Mark, did you throw your computer through the window? I didn't get in.
You didn't get in?
No.
And if you can't get in...
We're in good, Kevin.
We are.
Boomers.
Boomers. Fighting works, girl.
You just didn't swear at it long enough.
Yeah.
I did have to swear a little.
It helps me to take out the HTTPS thing at the beginning. I came in here and I was wasting your time.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating. Yeah. It is.
If I don't get it, I'll stop on my walk and say.
You guys better send it to personnel this time until we get it figured out.
Okay, and then you guys all have cell phones, correct? So I can text you when. So what I'll do is I'll text you once I send it. That way you can look at your email. Okay. If you don't have it, you can just come in. Okay.
Great. Perfect. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Yes. Problem solver.
I try.
You do.
Okay. So we haven't made a motion there, have we?
I don't know. I was going to ask, Dan. You looked at the resolution.
Yes.
And that it's got all the right verbiage that we need to get it in. Okay.
It starts the process. This will probably certainly lead to some sort of a rate increase. I mean, we're just working there. There's a lot of factors as to how much.
Right.
Working all of the angles to keep it as low as we can. So.
And when we've talked about this, you know, a few times, we actually have a map of all the towns similar to Ronan, and we are low on the on the sewer rate. I mean, nobody wants to raise the rates, guys. Trust me, nobody wants to raise the rates. But you know, I was hearing what we took commission, what their base bill is, what, $94.
I believe so. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, when I lived in Idaho, I was paying $120 a month. So you know, nobody wants to do it, but we're going to have to at some point. So what do I mean? Do I got a motion on this from?
I'll make the motion.
All right, got a authorized motion. Do I got a second?
I'll second.
Julie.
Second to Julie.
Okay.
Any more discussion?
No.
Okay. All right. All in favor? Thank
you're up, Ellen.
Yep.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 Aye. I thought that was.
I thought you were too.
Yeah. Passes. Unfinished business number five. Chief Jacobson, approved the payment of overtime due sworn police officers to provide coverage during times of patrol officer position vacancies. Chief?
So this is just to basically keep down comp time a little short. We have the funds and the money would be used from obviously the vacancy and money savings that we're already not paying an officer to pay the officers to keep comp time lower so that we're not building up a whole bunch of comp time. And then we just get payment out, payment under kind of scenario where we got to now have people building up a bunch of vacation time that they either got to use or lose and, get into a situation where option payout, that kind of stuff. So we have the funds available, spoke to Kayleen, that everything's budgeted for us to be fully staffed for the year, so that's where that would come out. It would just be paying from what would already be available, so it wouldn't be any extra cost to the city, anything incurred.
That's good.
Okay.
More motion?
Yeah, there's no more comments.
I'll move that we pay the officers their overtime.
I'll second.
Okay, second. Any discussion from the public? No? Okay. All in favor of passing this motion? Larry?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right, motion passes. All right, council comment. Micah, what do you have for us?
Nothing tonight, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Ellen?
Oh, just exciting to see the growth in the city.
Yeah.
All the changes, and yeah, very exciting. I know things are getting done, and it's looking good.
Don't have any comments.
Okay. Julie?
Thanks for mowing in between rainstorms. Park looks great. The guys vacuumed it up yesterday. And
great employees.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm up
any, since it's Earth Day, any word on cleanup?
No, it's not. I need to do it.
Okay. Well. And just so you guys know, a public service statement here, Saturday, May 16th, the first 500 pounds of e-waste is free at the transfer station. So old chargers, cords, cell phones, don't bring any of the big fat TVs. There's a list on their website what they'll take and what they won't. Mark could probably tell you the whole list.
If it's electric, bring it.
Yeah, if it's electric, bring it. If they can't do it, they'll just walk it across to the dumpster.
The CRT TVs, you might push your weight limit with those, but they're just going to tell you to go throw it in the dumpster.
You'd be surprised. Last year they took a racetrack my kid had when he was a little race car.
Yeah, cell phones. Somebody else asked me. Yeah, cell phones, yeah. Definitely.
Good place to get rid of that stuff and it's safe.
Do you need to take out the SIM card?
No.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you just take it all in.
They get guys to take everything apart and they put everything in their respective piles. And
They recycle it all. If you want, if you're going to do your computer and you want to have the hard drive shredded, pull it out. They're certified. They'll give you later. I think there might be a charge for certified shredding, but if you just say, I don't have to shred it, I don't care.
And there's generally, Glacier Bank generally has a paper shred.
The day before. I was just going to
two boxes.
You keep talking.
That's enough. Lindsay can talk.
No, I was going to, because.
That's usually when it is. It's spring cleaning.
Yeah. The 15th from 9 to 11 is tax shred day, or after tax shred day at Glacier Bank and Polson.
In Polson.
And then the e-waste, is from 9 to 2. 30-ish, 215, I think it actually said, for whatever reason. But anyway, I think when I retired, I was on like the 17th one of those, and every year, it's like, where does all this, the first couple of years, it was understandable, everybody's cleaning out their closets, but it's like.
My mom passed away, and she had a phone in every bedroom, okay? So that was part of it.
Yeah.
And every iPad that went through her chair.
But we do little 12,000 pounds of e-waste.
And if you only have one or two little things, bring them here. I'll come pick them up and take them up there. You're not going to drive up to the transfer station for $4 a gallon to recycle a charger cord. It's So I'll bring a box here.
I'll be going to the event either to volunteer, since
the I'll be there.
Company that does it, they're personal friends. There's also
friends.
What? They're my only friends, except for you and Lindsay.
All right.
I got one more. Whitefish Credit Union has a shred day on May 7th from 11 to 1. And they have a two-box limit. You just bring it, and the guys parked there with the truck, and they told me I could bring whatever I want.
And you're going to.
Well, I'm hoping to at least have some of it to the point where I can take it. Half of Bishop Insurance files are in my house.
Anything else, Mark?
Nope.
Lindsay?
City looks great. I want to sit with everyone here afterwards. We need to stay for a little bit. Have some discussions privately. Please and thank you, and that's all I have to say.
All right, Kayleen. Nothing?
I just want to say thank everybody voting on the approving the overtime for the officers. They work very hard, and it'll keep comp time low, because if I have comp time or vacation time, I have to let them off and they're not here. So if I can pay to have them here, that is a huge benefit to have them here. So to have them off. And most of them really want to be here, and they don't want to have to take off if they don't need to.
Okay. I'm sorry, Fire Chief, did you have anything else you needed to report?
Dan got contracted with Salish Kootenai College and their CDL training program, and he's going to have some dirt actually hauled from a refuse pile out here up to the city pit. It gives those kids a chance to drive a dump truck and actually learn. We took a dozer up there the other day, so thanks for that. It's a win-win for both.
Good deal for us.
We pay
some fuel. That's all.
Okay, cool.
The other thing is the Connex boxes that actually used to be out there at the city. I got tired of looking at them, so we hauled them up there, and we used to use them for training. They haven't been used that much anymore. The nice thing about those is they're metal, and you can actually build a live fire inside of them and smoke them up really good. We haven't used them. The city of Polson actually was looking for a pair of them, so I made a deal with them, and they're going to take them, set them up there for their training facility, which we get to use whenever we want to, as well as all the other Lake County Fire Departments. So it's kind of a joint partnership deal that is going to work out well for everybody. They got the money to set them up, and they're going to set it up like a double-wide trailer house. And like I said, when you get an interior hot and smoky like that, that's the best training. It's not fake. It's not like putting tape over the front of your face mask and trying to look around. That's the real deal. So, and the third thing is the fundraiser that the brewery is doing for us is on May 1st, so look forward to seeing you guys there. There'll be tri-tip and good beer. So,
hope for great weather, you guys.
Yeah.
Big turnout.
Yeah.
I will say something, Ryan. I just wanted to update council. Jennifer Cody has reached out. She is doing accounting work and is no longer doing audits, which is fine. We have auditors that we like. She is, and I have talked to her about some of the things I have backed up. Jennifer has offered to contract with the city $45 an hour for doing a few of these things that would take some reports off of my shoulders. And I am getting to the point where I know what things I can give her. I didn't think ahead on this subject. I slid her letter off the table because I was worried about these other things. But anyway, it's something that I can present to the council at the next meeting. I think it's something that would be helpful, at least to somebody that we know each other. We can work together. I think she would have to have access to my system to be able to pull reports and documents out. But I'm okay with that. She had access to it before. So that's just something that's an option that I'm throwing out there that I might want to pursue. She could help with the RD report, the DNRC report. Before the end of April, I have to do a closeout report on this ARPA water project, the big project we've had. and that has to be done online before the end of April. It's a lot.
That's next week.
The work comp thing, we have to turn in some things by the end of April on switching that over. So I'm still working on that too. There's a lot of subjects. It's just like, that's why I sit here and say, I don't have anything to say.
There's too much.
I just keep doing it. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's not that I don't want to keep you informed. I just...
Out of curiosity, which insurance did we go? State fund or?
State fund, yeah. It's still going to be better than...
MMIA?
Yeah. Well, MMIA is no longer doing work comp.
Right. I understand that. Yeah.
So,
Comparative on price, was it about...
Don't know. Still haven't got that far. We have to have it switched over by July 1, but a bunch of paperwork needs to be done by the end of April. And then that'll give us May and June to get the rest of the information together, and they will let us know. But
is Jennifer Cody going to give these guys a lecture before she starts?
Probably for an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know which
one. Julie, are you okay?
Not everyone knows.
I'll bring a whole pot of coffee. I'll stop at Dobbs and Crick and get the big pump.
Something
keep you awake. It's a lot.
So, anyway, that's where I'm going.
Okay. Thank you, Keely. Dan?
We had a meeting with a traffic engineer out in Missoula. Talked about speed study. We just need to write a letter. I think it would be helpful. We will ask the county to also write a letter and try. I think rather than we write a letter and they ask those two entities, I think Unified Front will be better. I talked to him about some of my issues about some of the signs in town that aren't right. The city limit signs that I struggled to get put up for Ronan North that never got put up, and how we can accomplish that. And actually, a lot of the signs along 93 are not really quite accurate. So it was a good meeting and laid out what we need to do. So we actually met in front of the White Elephant. It was really good because traffic was really busy, and you know, we watched people risk their lives to fit in this little space of traffic. And
One last meeting with one bulldozer shut up.
Right. Yeah.
This with a DOT traffic engineer?
Yeah. Probably it's Aldo. I can't pronounce
Aldo Vidia.
I can't pronounce his last name.
Okay. Yeah, he's...
Yeah, the Enter and Run and sign, there used to actually be one out here. The posts are still up out there. But
we talked about...
On Ground View.
Moving the one to the south is in the wrong spot. Mm-hmm. Through the highway project, they were supposed to put one up and never did there. The one around Butte's missing, and it would be in the wrong spot. And then... we'll talk with the county about getting one on Terrace Lake Road, but some of the
speed limits. That's what the DOT does. I know. I used to work for him.
Yeah. So he said if the sign is in the inventory of being there, then they'll replace it, no problem. He made some suggestions about how to make the possibility easier, like we could offer to help put the sign up. I wouldn't get in trouble. I'd go put the sign up right now.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, just on this subject really quick, I called Aldo. Did we meet with him on Monday morning, right? Or what day was it? Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
I called him on Monday, and he's just like, hey, I'll come up tomorrow morning. I mean, he was really just on the ball, like, hey, what's me? You know, I got time. He just got back from a deployment, I don't know where, but just a really young, excited gentleman who sounds like he's actually excited to do his job. So he was a pleasure to meet with. And so, but anyway, Dan, go ahead with your list there.
I think that's really all I have. Of.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan. Ben?
Not anything I can think of.
You always say that. But
maybe this is when I'll actually do that. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Gwen.
You guys should have each got one, and I know Mark mentioned it, but if you guys are interested, just let me know, and I'll get you signed up. I just wanted to make sure I covered
that.
Thank you.
First order of my business. I'm not going to use his name. You guys know who I'm talking about. A gentleman came in who was arrested by Ronan PD, I'm going to guess, about a month ago. filled out an agenda request, wanted to be on the, wanted to come talk to city council tonight. I denied it, and I called him. He was very, very upset.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Was this not brought up, Kayleen, to the council? I don't remember the death threats that he made.
No.
I did not tell council about him. No.
Okay. So we had a gentleman who came in one day, and I happened to be here, who made some threats to kill some city workers because they were changing out water meters.
Oh, boy.
He's having some police lingo, 1096 issues, you know what I mean, some mental health problems. And, you know, and this wasn't just with here. He'd been going to businesses, making threats, just really kind of weird. And I'm not going to get into it, but he ended up being arrested by Ronan PD. You know, they did what they do, you know, because they had to do it. Well, he came in here, and, he came in here to fill an agenda request and said, I want to talk to the city council, filled out a complaint against the police. And it was just kind of bizarre. I mean, anyway, I denied it, okay? I was like, no. And I called him and talked to him. He was very upset that we did not let him come to council tonight. And one of the reasons why I did not let him come to council because he flips. And it's kind of scary. So I don't know if you're going to hear about this from anybody, but if you do, you know. You know what I mean? I mean, Rob was there when he was arrested, you know. It's kind of a scary deal. So it's just one of those deals. If anybody, if it does come up, he talked about getting a lawyer, you know, and I'm just like, okay, you do whatever you think you got to do, buddy. So, but anyway, just so you know, you heard it here, you know. So this Saturday, I was asked to come down. I'm putting on the record, Highline Deli, not dispensary. Gonna do donuts with the mayor. An opportunity for people to come and.
On Saturday?
Saturday morning, yeah.
Oh, how early?
I might
have to come
around. 6:30 a.m.? No. Oh. 9 o'clock in the morning. Sam's going to provide free coffee, free donuts, cooked in beef fat. Is anybody familiar with this? I've never heard of it before. But,
sounds like RFK.
But, you know, anybody's welcome to come down. I was going to talk to Dan, you
That's
know.
A bad look, Chief.
But, just talk about what's going on with the city, you know, different projects we're working on, just stuff like that. You know, like the building over here by the hospital, I've been asked 15 times what's going up over there, you know, just stuff like that. You guys are welcome to come down. So last council meeting, the sheriff showed up with a couple of his deputies, and they weren't on the agenda, okay? And, you know, public law says they don't have to be on the agenda to show up, okay? I did not hold them to 3 minutes, okay? That's on me. So I'm going to apologize for that. I got to do a better job, okay? So I'm going to take responsibility for that on that subject. And one question I had, Kayleen, any update on getting the recordings on the website? Is we still, that's going to happen relatively soon?
Right. I just got confirmation from Michael Houston that he's ready to show Gwen and I each how to do it, and then we can start uploading them probably next week, maybe.
Okay. All right, that's all I have for everybody.
I have one more question for you, both of you guys. When's the open burning done? End of April?
May.
Actually, it's the end of June. The 1st of May is when you got to start obtaining a burn permit, which you can get online. It's just basically getting you a number.
Okay.
So about 5 minutes.
Unless, you know, unless it dries up and the tribe makes an announcement that open burning is ending earlier due to conditions or a stage one.
So, 1st of May, online permit, good till the end of June.
Until the end of June. Yeah. July 1, it's shut down.
Yeah. Okay.
Until
Thank
fall
you.
Burning in October.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we got a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, second.
Sure.
You beat you by half a second.
Marlene
All right.
would be disappointed.
All in favor?
Lack of enthusiasm.
Aye.
All right, thanks everybody.
I was waiting for somebody else, for Larry to do it.
Are you sure you don't want to?
No, that was Marlene's job.
Yeah, she did this first and second.
We didn't really ever do a first and a second.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this. It's what we really need. So I was interested in how they find the kids, how they're identified.
Wow.